This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush's nomination of John Bolton to be ambassador to the United Nations has hit another snag. Last night, Senate Democrats closed ranks and stopped Republicans from ending debate on Bolton's nomination. The result was the first filibuster of the year. Democrats say they'll let Bolton get a vote, but only if the administration sends the Senate classified documents that have not been released. NPR's David Wellner reports.
John Bolton's nomination had already suffered the indignity of being sent to the Senate floor with no endorsement from the Foreign Relations Committee. Still, Senate Republican leaders had not expected to fall four votes short of the 60 they needed to end debate on his bid to be UN ambassador. But just three Democrats broke ranks and voted with the Republican majority. The rest chose to filibuster the nomination. So did Majority Leader Bill Frist, but only so he could try to reverse the 56-42 result later.
We're going to come back and revisit it, but I think what America has just seen is an engagement of another period of obstruction by the other side of the aisle, and it looks like we have once again another filibuster.
Frist said what the Democrats did last night looks, sounds, and quacks like a filibuster. And only 72 hours after a bipartisan truce had diffused a showdown over filibusters of judicial nominees. A spokesman for Democratic Minority Leader Harry Reid said the outcome of last night's vote was very much a surprise to Democrats as well. Reid thanked Frist for trying to pry secret documents from the Bush administration. The Democrats said they needed to learn more about Bolton.
And I am disappointed that tonight we were unable to have a vote on Bolton, but it is not the fault of the Democratic caucus. We're not here to filibuster Bolton. We're here to get information regarding Bolton.
One of the senators seeking that information is Delaware's Joseph Biden, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee. He, too, insisted last night's vote was not about Bolton.
We are willing to vote 10 minutes after we get back in session, if in fact they provide the information which Mr. Bolton's staff had access to, that they will not give to the majority leader of the United States Senate.
Biden told reporters he wanted the Bush administration to furnish 10 spy intercepts that Bolton had obtained in order to see if Bolton was seeking reprisals against intelligence analysts who may be named in them. Biden's also seeking State Department emails questioning assertions that Bolton sought to make about Syria's weapons capacity. Fellow Democrat Christopher Dodd has also been trying to obtain these withheld documents.
No objection was given by the administration to this information on the basis of executive privilege or some other argument. We were told as a committee that this information was not relevant to our inquiry regarding this nomination, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Dodd said he thought last night's vote made it more likely the Senate will get access to that information. But the White House has shown no signs of relenting, and Minnesota Republican Norm Coleman dismissed his Democratic colleagues' demands as just another attempt to stall a vote on Bolton's confirmation.
Trust is important. And clearly what is triumphed today is obstruction over trust, a pattern of delay, which is unfortunate.
Coleman said President Bush should have the UN ambassador he wants, but another Republican, Ohio's George Voinovich, noted before last night's vote that Bolton could not even get former Secretary of State Colin Powell to sign a letter of recommendation.
And it should serve as a warning to all of us. We owe it to the United States, our children and grandchildren, to heed this warning and to ask our president, Mr. President, please find a better candidate to send to the United Nations.
As senators left a divided chamber last night for a 10-day break, neither side in the dispute held out much hope for a speedy resolution. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.